Students coming to the U.S. or those going abroad can be a barometer for how good or bad the economy is. It costs money to travel. For that reason, this year's Open Doors report released by the Institute of International Education was eagerly anticipated. UW-Madison did not have double-digit increases as in years past, but the number of those studying abroad did go up when comparing last academic year to the one before it. Money is just one potential deterrent, says Rob Howell. He directs international academic programs at UW-Madison.
We've had to contend with the H1N1 outbreak in Mexico, the violence we're seeing related to the drug cartels in the northern provinces of Mexico, and so on. But interestingly enough, despite all of that, students seem to be participating in larger and larger numbers.
The reason students go isn't just to learn a new language. Howell says only 40% of the study abroad programs on campus require language preparation.
Students are more and more aware of the necessity of developing global competence, because when they head out into the real world, they're really dealing with a global economy.
European countries are the most popular destinations for UW-Madison students to study abroad. However, there was a significant increase in the number of students going to China. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.